Moments of Melody, the program to send you singing on your way. Here are some thoughts on winners and losers. A winner listens, a loser just waits until it's his turn to talk. A winner feels responsible for more than his job. A loser says, "I only work here." When a winner makes a mistake, he says, "I was wrong." When a loser makes a mistake, he says, "It wasn't my fault." A winner says, "I'm not as good as I ought to be." A loser says, "I'm not as bad as a lot of other people." A winner isn't nearly as afraid of losing as a loser is secretly afraid of winning. A winner goes through a problem. A loser goes around it and never gets past it. Apostle Paul writing to the Philippians, "And I want you to know this, dear brothers, everything that happens to me here has been a great boost in getting out the Word of God, or the good news concerning Christ. For everyone around here, including all the soldiers over at the barracks, know my chains are simply because I'm a Christian. And because of the chains, many of the Christians here seem to have lost their fear of chains. Somehow my patience has encouraged them, and they have become more and more bold in telling others about Christ. Some, of course, are preaching the good news because they're jealous of the way God has used me. They too want reputations as fearless preachers. But others have pure motives, preaching because they love me, for they know that the Lord has brought me here to use me to defend the truth. And some preach to make me jealous, thinking that their success will add to my sorrows here in jail. But no matter why they're doing it, the fact remains that the good news about Christ is being preached, and I am glad. I'm going to keep on being glad, for I know that as you pray for me, and as the Holy Spirit helps me, this is all going to turn out for my good. For to me, living means opportunities for Christ, and dying, well, that's better yet." We've been thinking about winners and losers. Paul was a winner. To him, living was Christ. He had met Christ, and he had trusted Christ as his Savior. And from a prison he could write, "For to me, living means opportunities for Christ, and dying, well, that's better yet."